The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I think today's news story is going to be so interesting to everyone listening to today's episode. People believe in ghosts. Wait till you hear the poll that was just taken by CNN. Have you ever heard of La Llorona? Ooh, the ditch witch, chupacabras. We talking about
chupacabra's
it right now.
Chupacabra's not a ghost, okay?
It's
a real
it's
living
a
thing.
Creature.
I saw it. It's a real living thing. It's not a ghost.
Oh, turn up the podcast now. I am going to compliment my husband, DJ Automatic. So this is a rarity, everybody. Turn your radio up. Welcome to Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
Hell might just freeze over today. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I'm giving him a compliment because I think this man has started picking up my habits.
Oh.
So he's acting more like me. Oh. First of all.
No. Tell me what I did wrong.
It's been a few days back from Miami, but it just clicked in my head that we got to the hotel. You said, hurry, let's unpack. And you never used to unpack when we went to hotel ever. He would live in the
Well, I knew I was going to have to put on decent clothes and they had to be straight. So if I have something
exactly,
I have to do,
on.
I will unpack.
Doesn't matter. Nah, you didn't used to do that. Another thing, we're at the hotel and I see him cleaning the sink. Like, you know, when you splash and everything, he's cleaning. He's like, oh, man, I had to tell my mom. She was at the hotel the other day. Mom, you need to clean. That's disgusting. All me, baby. All me.
She's this infiltrating man, my mind, Anthony.
Yeah, this man has literally picked up my habits. The problem is you're not doing enough of that at home. But
yeah,
either way.
That's my question. Like, how low is that hygiene bar that like cleaning the sink out is an accomplishment? That
it is.
It deserves.
It was so bad, Anthony. He used to leave hair in the sink. You know when you shave or you tweeze your nose and those little bitty
you know
gross
what
hairs.
Gets me when I'm sharing a sink with a person is that little like the vavas at the end where you like usually brush your teeth
the
and it's just residue. Ugh.
Or that little piece of blue toothpaste.
Dog. Clean that, dude. Clean that.
I made DJ Automatic clean his sink because we've got those stoppers that you pull out.
Oh.
One day I made him do it. One day he's like, that is gross. So now he cleans. I said, I'm not cleaning that. It took him like 20 minutes.
Do you know what the funny thing was? I thought she was going to compliment me. But in all reality, she just used this whole time just to beat me down here.
No, I think you have picked up great habits. I love you. Yes, they can be trained, ladies. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Voter Registration Day.
Hey, oh, do that. Make sure you do it right.
Change.
And maybe you have to do it again because they're trying to change all these laws everywhere.
Ooh, yeah, man. How long did it take you? I mean, the last time Automatic had to register, it took him like 2 weeks to get it done.
Damn.
I'm not kidding. Like, it
get
was
proactive,
like,
y'all.
ID.
Make a change out here. Yeah. And we also have National Drink Beer Day. Hello.
Meh.
I like, hey, you know what? Football season's right around.
Yeah, I mean, I could drink a beer here and there.
Mm. You guys are like the least beer drinking men I've ever met in
my
life.
Yeah, I know.
Life.
Too bad we got the bellies for it, though, right? And we'll wrap up on National Good Neighbor Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, we all like those.
Shout out to the good neighbors out there. There are some good ones. One time when my daughter Stacia was little, my friend was babysitting and he called me in a panic. I'm at work at a radio appearance, and he says, I can't find Stacia. Says she must be hiding in the house. He's like, no, I've looked everywhere. And then he looks out the window. He says, never mind, here she comes. She went to the neighbors and drank Kool-Aid and ate cookies and then was skipping home with a little Dixie cup full of Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Thank you to my good neighbors because my friend wasn't worth a damn. It is Hispanic Heritage Month. Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo, oh, we all know about them. But there are a slew of Latino artists. You and your children will enjoy. Mexican artist Jaime Dominguez is known for his minimalist work that's great for students who love color, design, architecture, and geometry. Drawn from his Mexican indigenous roots is where he gets his inspiration from. I know us. We talk about being so inspired by art when we were in school, and a lot of times it helped us stay in school and do better in school. So go check out Jaime Dominguez and then get ready for your
Dana,
Down of the DM Rewind.
Can you put a picture of his up on like your story or something?
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Nice.
That's a good idea. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. It'll be in the story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every single couple has highs and lows, and there is a way to get through the lows. And that's what I want to talk about today. I realize that, you know, when you see couples on social media, especially, you want to compare your relationship to theirs. You see all these couples doing it big on TikTok, on Instagram. I mean, it almost seems like they have a perfect life. And unfortunately, we do a lot of comparisons on social media.
That is not a perfect life, dude. Being a boyfriend now, you got to take so many photos.
And all you got to be a professional photographer as well.
When did that happen, dude? Our grandfather's never had to do that.
As soon as MySpace happened.
Dude, that
blame
is
Tom. Everybody got to blame Tom.
The worst part about dating any Gen Z or millennial woman, hands down, and having to take every single photo everywhere she goes, and then also just being ridiculed.
Yeah, that's when you don't take the right picture. Yeah,
behind every nice, lovely photo is just an angry woman being like, you made my arm look fat.
And 50 other photos in her phone that didn't work, that can't be edited. Well, last week, you know, DJ Automatic and I, who are married, if you didn't know, Automatic and I are married. We've been married for over a decade. Anthony really is our best friend. We spent a lot of time together, obviously on the radio, but off as well. But because we're so tight with Anthony, we are very open about things happening in our house here in the studio. So Anthony is
privileged. He gets to see us argue all the time.
He is privileged to see the pain.
He sees us argue more than Ava does.
Yeah. Our daughter, Ava.
People say exposed.
Yeah. Well, because first of all, pressure can cause arguments. I wanted to talk about the word pressure because it's
And
important.
We have a lot of pressure, not only on our relationship, but we also run a business together.
We work together every
single
day.
And it's a performance-based business. All businesses are performance-based, but this one especially.
So if it's money, if it's work, if it's your kids, if it's your entire familia, whatever it is, pressure can cause all kinds of strife in a relationship, arguments. Last week, we were under an extraordinary amount of pressure, even the week before. And so we had what I say is a tough week. We had a very hard week. We were arguing so much. Otto left one day. When he walked out of the studio, Anthony was like, oh my God, like what's going on? Because it was like that. And it was both of us.
I want to say something before. Like every relationship is going to have its ups and downs.
Well, we started with that. Yeah.
And you got to be honest and open with people. But the one thing you have to remember is I always love you, Dana. I might not always like you, but I always love you. And whenever, even when I'm like acting out or I'm mad, I'm angry or whatever is going on, I always love you. But yeah, I might not like you. I might not want to be around you.
I might roast you on the radio, but the truth of the matter is sometimes I pick at you because I want to start an argument because I'm not happy.
And for those of you wondering what Automatic just did right there, that's a nice little husband hack. Get ahead of whatever the ridicule is about to
come.
Get ahead of it because it's about to be. Let's identify.
Say, sometimes as a woman, and just because of my history, my family, I grew up where arguments were just part of the normal life. Every day we were arguing. People were belittling other people. Like, that was just my whole childhood, every day of my life. So sometimes when things are going well, I'll pick at DJ Automatic because I need that fight.
And I just ignore her.
So you got to discuss the issue. Don't pretend you're not upset. Time alone is very important to gather your thoughts. Ladies especially,
ladies
bring that
especially,
into your kids.
Guys, we need our alone time too.
You need that alone time. And remember again, what we keep reiterating, what we keep saying over and over again, every relationship, even the one that looks so perfect on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, goes through highs and lows.
If your relationship is always good, it's not normal. So that means that he's cheating on you.
No, that does not.
No, I think for a man, you know, like when you want to stay with her through the fights, like as a guy, like if you're just dating her for a little bit, automatically you stick by your wife because you love her, like you said. But like a lot of homies, message for y'all too. If you like you fight with her and all of a sudden your first instinct is to leave, then she's probably not the one.
Yeah. I mean, you could think it, but I mean, once you start like taking that action and actually leaving.
Yeah, you think crazy stuff. Anthony, just because you're married doesn't mean you don't think. I think about running away from home at least once a month, but you just don't do it. So here's a quick recap. This is what you do. You discuss the issue. Don't pretend you're not upset. Be honest. And remember, once again, every relationship goes through those ups and downs. Okay. It's very normal. I'm putting all of this advice up at Dana Cortez on Instagram in the story. And you're welcome to tap in. If you've been in a long-term relationship, how do you make it work? Share it with everybody listening.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You get pumpkin spice food. You get pumpkin spice food. McDonald's got some pumpkin spice for us, and I can't wait. Tell you what it is inside food news. Time for Hottest Hashtags on your Tuesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic here.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
All right, so we're the Dana Cortez Show. Got to start with a very serious topic, all right? A new study conducted by CNN. This poll shows that today, 46% of Americans believe in ghosts.
What?
Compared to just just 11% 40 years ago. Well, of course, because now we have camera phones, not just tales of La Llorona. We got actual video of La Llorona pulling up on us, okay?
You would
okay?
think with having the internet now, you have all this information that it's accessible, and you would think we are, as a people, are probably becoming more and more intelligent. But you know what? It's exactly the opposite.
DJ Automatic, you don't believe in ghosts? That's real.
I halfway believe in ghosts. I don't
you
believe.
You saw a chupacabra. You're going to tell me
but
right
that's
now.
That's not a ghost. That's a little animal.
Okay,
a chupacabra is like a little beast. I didn't see. It wasn't the ghost of a chupacabra. It wasn't like a little thing that I could see through. It was an actual little terrorist.
Now we're going to move on and talk about Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo. Look, these are Latino artists that we all learn about in school, but there are actually a lot more artists working today. It's Hispanic Heritage Month, so I want to talk about Mexican artist Jaime Dominguez. He's known for his minimalist work. It's just so colorful. If you love design, architecture, and geometry, you're going to love Jaime Dominguez. He said that he draws his inspiration from his Mexican indigenous roots. And you had a great idea earlier, DJ Automatic. I'm putting some of his art up. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to check it out inside the story and support Jaime Dominguez if you can.
Hell yeah, dude. That's what's up.
I just don't want to look at geometry. I already failed that 3 times.
No. You don't have to figure anything out. You just have to enjoy the artista, okay?
Oh, this guy,
all right,
dude.
So now in food news, McDonald's is serving pumpkin and cream pies for a limited time. Classic pumpkin filling.
Like an actual pie?
Yes, it's a flaky, delectable crust, and it's filled with cream cheese fluff all smeared inside with the pumpkin. Tell me that doesn't sound good.
Is it kind of like the apple pies where it's like a little pocket?
Ooh. And it's only $1.19 through the holiday winter season. We're pulling up. Mickey D's.
I'm so excited. We're breaking all this Gen Z news over here. The pumpkin spice and the dollar menu.
We're so Latinx.
I know, dude. Yeah, dude, I even said like a little cholo. I was like, menu. Anyway, all right.
National Day, Anthony A.
Off the rails. Yo, we have National Good Neighbor Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, shout out to the good neighbors out there. Woo-woo.
And Dana Cortez, what is a ghost's favorite alcoholic drink?
Anthony A., what is a ghost's favorite alcoholic drink?
Booze. It's National Drink Beer Day. Hello. Yeah,
I just want people to know the story that I just shared about DJ Automatic and I seeing a chupacabra is 100% real. And as we get closer to Halloween, we will tell the tale exactly as it played out.
And I will say this. I was not drinking beer, but I was partaking in something else.
But I saw a chupacabra and I was completely sober. Completely.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Everyone who has children remembers the first time your kid goes to school. It's such a monumental moment. As a mom, I'll never forget. And then you go to that school and they reveal their beautiful art to you that they've been creating. Happened to one mom. She looks up and sees a naked portrait of herself.
Oh,
oh my gosh. So Nikki Britton said she was mortified to show up to her five-year-old son's kindergarten class, and he had painted a portrait of her naked, just completely in the buff, because she said, you know, I am, you know,
are you sure this was an our kid? Because Dana is the one that walks around naked all the time,
no,
and as a matter of fact, Ava just told her, Mom, when are you going to finally put on some clothes?
Wear clothes when I'm in public. When I'm in the comfort of my own home, my own room, and she barges in.
No, Dana, you're in the kitchen, you're in the laundry room, you're everywhere around the house.
What was the lady's name again?
Nikki Britton, who describes the portrait as a stick with two circles as her boobs.
Well, she was probably having a better day than this guy. This guy, he just got freed from prison, and he was found sleeping in a pile of chicken fingers and meth. Yes, an Alabama man who was recently freed from prison.
Oh, dude, I knew this was an Alabama man. I knew this was going to be an Alabama man.
Oh, he wasn't out for long. After he was released, he stole a car. He broke into a local athletic complex. The next morning, police found him sleeping in a press box amongst a pile of chicken fingers, chips, candy, and a big old pile of meth.
Damn, dude, that's what happens when you roll Tide. It's an Alabama football joke reference.
Well, he went, right? Yeah, he went right back to jail after that.
Oh, right where he needs to be. All right, let's go
obviously
from
a, where he wanted to be.
Let's go from an Alabama man to an EDM DJ. Some would say maybe the greatest of all time. Steve Aoki, the one who remixed the classic Kid Cudi song Pursuit of Happiness,
yes.
Right? Well, in a recent interview, he said he's really interested in becoming frozen while he's still alive in order to be successfully defrosted later on in future, maybe like 1,000 years from now.
They do that.
They do that now.
They do not freeze you when you're alive.
No, they don't freeze you when you're alive. They freeze your body parts so they can bring you back to life eventually. Hopefully. I've looked into this.
But how does he want to be frozen alive and then like, oh, wait, hold on. I remember I had a pet scorpion and I threw him in the freezer. And I took him out of the freezer, and I thought it had died. But 6 hours later, he de-thawed. It was still alive!
He's alive!
After spending a night in the freezer!
The real WTF is Dana has a pet scorpion. Yeah. Or had a pet scorpion. That's the takeaway from this whole thing right here, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The Weeknd linked to an A-list movie actress. Yep, could he be entering into a new relationship? I've got all the scoop on this story and more. It's time for the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
Hip-hop great Jeezy celebrating his birthday. Hey, we also got Hillary Duff celebrating her birthday. And USC alumni Olivia Jade celebrating her birthday.
We'll begin with the story that broke yesterday. R. Kelly has been convicted of racketeering along with 14 underlying acts that include sexual exploitation of a child, kidnapping, bribery, sex trafficking charges. Basically, this jury of 7 men and 5 women said, R. Kelly, you're going to jail.
Whoa.
And nobody's sad about it either. Why did it take this long is the question. Okay, so let's talk about Drake officially hiring Bobby Shmurda to help with his OVO's NBA swag collaboration. Bobby is on his Instagram wearing a New York Knicks hat and a crisp OVO white tee. I'm happy because Drake said Bobby deserves a bag, wants to give him a bag and also some advice. You know, he dropped a project the same night that Drake dropped Certified Lover Boy.
Damn.
Which was
that's why
not
you didn't hear about
smart.
It.
Oh. No, I know. So Drake, I think they're going to start working together a little bit.
I just want to know where Bobby applied for the job.
At you're like, can I get the collab
with
the OVO?
Indeed.com or where is that at?
All right, so that's great news for him. Doja Cat's makeup line is out. She collaborated with BH Cosmetics. Ladies, pink bristled makeup brushes, lip plumping glosses, eyeshadow palettes inspired by Flora, shimmery powder highlights, and what's even better is the price. $9 to $36. Now, $36 is a lift, but it's not as bad as some of these other makeup collaborations. So
yeah, right.
Happy
for Doja. Don't they?
Very expensive. Sometimes a little concealer will cost you $36.
I wonder how this one will do because I felt like Megan Thee Stallion's kind of came and went.
Because she wants to put it up on StockX where you got to bid for stuff, but nobody got money like that. This is where we are in life, okay?
$9 lipstick. That's what
right.
you need.
That's what I need, okay? And then finally, The Weeknd is linked with Angelina Jolie.
Oh!
Yeah, man.
Nice.
The two have been spotted together twice now.
Hell yeah.
Fancy Italiano Restaurante in LA is where they're hanging out.
So he's definitely got a type. Think about it.
What?
I mean,
dark hair.
Dark hair,
tall.
Light skin. Yeah, he big lips. She's got, I mean, her and Selena Gomez don't look exactly alike, but they look similar.
Dude, every millennial man's dream is what he's living right now. We just want to raid that tomb. Yeah,
it's not Mr. and Mrs. Smith, it's Mr. and Mrs. Abel.
Hey,
as this story develops, we'll keep you updated.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Is your bank account looking kind of sad? Are you thinking, man, is it almost payday? I've got a story about a 34-year-old woman who just a few years ago was broke, and today she's worth $700,000. She's on track to become a millionaire by age 40, and she's sharing exactly how she did it, which I will tell you right now. In case you missed it, 3 stories you need to know about. DJ Automatic, you said something about the FBI.
So the FBI is telling us that America's murder rate is way up. The FBI said that 2020 saw 5,000 more homicides than the year before. We're talking about a 30% jump Most of them involved guns. The increase in murders was seen across the country, you know, every state. But there is a silver lining. The FBI says things are still not nearly as bad as the early 1990s when we had the crack epidemic going on and all
the
massive...
Wait, we gotta go back to the crack epidemic to be happy?
I don't know if that's a silver lining, but that might be a line of drugs. That's
it's a line of some sort.
Yeah, it's a line of cocaine. But I mean, what do you guys think? Why do you think murder rate was up? Because everyone was like locked together? Or
do you want me to be honest?
Okay, yeah.
Man, poor people do crazy things. And a lot of people went broke during COVID, seriously. When your family's hungry, when you need your drugs, when you want, I'm not kidding you. Poor people do desperate things, period.
People, I think the way you're characterizing it, I think people who are in desperate situations do desperate things. Uh-oh. Now, when you're like, when you say poor people, I think you can be poor and be perfectly sane and perfectly fine. That wasn't the right word for it. Yeah.
You know who's going to be in some desperate situations this year?
Who?
Parents looking for holiday toys, Christmas gifts. Yes, experts are reporting that supply chain demands are going to cause a delay and a possible shortage when it comes to toys and even everything holiday related. We're also talking artificial Christmas trees.
So even artificial Christmas trees, the white ones?
The white ones, the fake ones, dude, the ones that my mom always bought. Yo, get those ones now if you're looking to get those. Also, start your Christmas shopping early, experts are saying. And I'm experts.
I did see that Amazon, because of the supply chain, they want people to start shopping now because they also are far behind on deliveries. And they're like, if you don't order now, you might not get your stuff until Christmas.
Just tell your kid, I got you outside for Christmas. There you go. Remember how we had to spend that time inside? Merry Christmas.
Dude, you gotta give one of those. You gotta give one of those. My presence is your actual present this year.
That sucks.
No, that'll save money. Yeah, okay, dude. So in case you missed it, Mandy Santos, just a few years ago, was pretty broke. And now at age 34, she's worth $700,000 and is on track to become a millionaire.
How is she doing this?
Okay, so she said that number one, you have to build professional relationships in your career, something she hadn't done, which means networking, baby. Okay. Whatever job you have, which I did.
Gives you more opportunities to make more money.
Man, when I worked at the burger place and I was cleaning the grease, whatever, I met the guy that come in with his family, got the job at the jewelry store and so on and so on. It's all about moving up, networking. Okay, next thing, keep tabs on your credit report every month.
I get
an email. Your credit report is important. That's right. Here's another tip. Avoid lifestyle inflation. Are you going out every pay period and spending every single bit of your check?
Did you need to buy that new car or you just wanted that new car?
Did you really? Listen to this one. Don't be afraid to quit your job for a higher paying one, but don't just quit because you don't like it. You can't just quit without a plan and understand that at every job, you have to climb up the ladder of success. Nobody starts at the top. And number one, she said, you got to save and invest at the same time. Hire yourself a wealth expert, a fiduciary, which I didn't even know what that was. That means that the person that you're hiring doesn't get paid unless you do, baby. And that's we recently did that.
And let me tell you, it was probably one of the most intelligent moves we've ever made.
I've never made any money until now.
It was like all beautiful advice, but I feel like that's for people who already kind of have a little bit of money.
That's the problem.
But everybody can save, though.
Everybody can save. Think about this. Next time you pull up to Big Bucks, you know, the coffee spot, how about you pull in once a week instead of 5 days a week? How about you buy one cocktail instead of five?
Gotcha.
Save your money. Even if it's 50 cents or a dollar, you can turn that into more money.
So you're telling us to pregame to save money.
That's exactly what I'm saying. All right. I am posting this priceless advice at Dana Cortez on Instagram inside my story. Trust me, for the first time in my entire life, I have somebody helping us invest. I thought that's for rich folks. Like Anthony just said, that's for rich people. No, it's not. It's for anyone who wants a better future for yourself and your whole familia.
Start planning today.
Man. The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. Today is September 28th, and DJ Automatic is taking over because it's time for Music Facts.
All right, in today's birthdays, we got Young Jeezy celebrating. Shout out to Jeezy. He's one of the best to ever do it out of Atlanta. I love his music.
I'm also very appreciative for his A&R skills, too, and what he did at Def Jam by reviving YG's career.
Yeah, for real.
All right, now we're going to 1988 when MC Hammer drops his sophomore album, Let's Get It Started. So the album went double platinum, and it was a great setup for his third album, Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him, that came out in 1990 and sold 22 million copies.
Wow. People want to make fun of MC Hammer, but them Hammer pants, they came back and a man sold a lot of music, okay?
All right, now we're going to 1993 when the Souls of Mischief drop a classic on their debut album, 93 to Infinity. Yeah, this is how we chill from 93 to. The album wasn't hugely successful commercially, but it was super influential. As a matter of fact, Kanye West always talks about this album and how the sound of it and their style influenced him directly. We're going to stay inside 1993 because KRS-One goes solo and drops the album Return of the Boom Bap. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. The Source named it one of the top 100 hip-hop albums of all time. And to be honest, KRS-One is your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
I hear people quoting him and talking about his influence all the time. And I know you got to sit down with him and do an interview. And you said he pretty much just talked the whole time. You didn't really get to interview
him. So I've interviewed KRS-One a few times. But the first ever radio interview I did was with KRS-One. And I asked him one question. And I swear he talked for 20 minutes straight. and I wasn't mad because I didn't know what the hell I was doing at that point.
Neither was your audience.
All right. And last, we're going to 2004 when Ciara drops her debut album, Goodies. The song Goodies spent 7 weeks at number one, which was a record for somebody to have a debut song spend 7 weeks at number one. And then she sold 127,000 first week. The album sold 2.7 million in the US, and Ciara became an international superstar.
No one ever gives this woman enough credit. She just took it to another level, and those songs still go off to this very day.
Did you know that she sold 23 million albums worldwide?
Whoa. I do now, and that's why we do this. It's Music Facts with DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Homie to homie, when did you know it was time to leave your last relationship?
Oh.
Yeah,
getting deep inside the two dudes here.
A little sensitive bro down. Let's let that happen right now. It's Welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And this is what happens sometimes. We have sensitive bro downs. All right. As
today we're going to have a sensitive one?
Yeah, we're going back to our girl talk because of
where my wife just told everybody how much she hates me on a daily basis.
Yeah, but then it also led to a beautiful thing of knowing when to stay.
Yes. Right?
And knowing how you made a good thing about how, like, you got to push through your love and, you know, remember that.
What I said is I don't always like Dana, but I always love Dana.
Yeah, there you go.
So there's days where I'm like, stay away from me. I don't want to talk to you. Right. You know, I'll leave the house. I'll do other things. But I always love her. That doesn't mean I want to get a divorce or anything like that on those days. I just don't like being around her at that time.
There you go. And I think that's a nice little note for every husband. You said something a couple weeks ago, too, Automatic, that stuck with me. We said, when you're getting serious with a person, right, you got to remember to push past and let the little things go.
Yes.
Let the little things go.
Am I becoming like a relationship
dude,
expert?
You're getting better and better, bro. It's taking a lot, dude.
I've been married for like a decade, so.
When it comes to relationship advice, you just really kind of just throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
Lately, there's been a lot of things sticking, Automatic. But now, of course, you know, Dana is your queen, right, for the remainder of your
life.
Most
days, yes.
Yeah. When it comes to your last relationship, DJ Automatic, when did you know that it was like, ah, man, it's time for me to pack up and be out? What was the exact moment?
You want an honest
answer,
or do you want the
bro.
Politically correct answer?
No, honest answer, dude. When give it to me, brother.
When I was like, oh, I'm going to start trying to smash these other chicks.
Oh!
Yeah, buddy.
That's when I knew it was time to go. When I was like actively like, you know what? I don't even care anymore. She's not doing it for me anymore.
When your eyes started to wander.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. You always look at other girls. We're men. We're going to always look.
Shut up, dude. We don't never look at other women like that. If you're in a relationship, you only have eyes for your lady.
Don't let your man lie to you like that. But okay, we do have an eye that wanders, but when you start pursuing it, when
there
you're
it
like,
is.
You know what? I'm gonna try to get with this
when
girl.
When you're like, you know what, I don't care if I get caught.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was when I knew I was like, I don't care if she finds out.
Oh.
That's when I knew it was time to go. And then I broke up with her before I did it.
Damn.
And she told me no.
Good job.
Oh, did you? Did you break up with her?
She didn't let me break up with her.
Oh, my
God. And then I did it anyways, and then I was a bad person.
Oh, automatic. For me, it was when I heard her give that deep sigh the last time we were trying to have some, you know, sexy time.
She gave you a sigh?
Dude, that deep sigh. I was trying to kiss up on her neck, I'll nibble on her and stuff, and she said,
went, oh.
Yep. Oh. When that deep sigh hits, fellas, the relationship is over, dog.
She want nothing to do
nothing
with you.
Nothing to do with me. Let us know at AnthonyA400, at DJ Automatic. We're actually going to get this question up on the Instagram page at Dana Cortez Show. When did you know it was time to move on and that relationship was over?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I will tell you the WTF, just the title, Chicken Fingers and Meth. You should do a mixtape, a playlist called Chicken Fingers and Meth, DJ Automatic.
I should, and I have an image I need to protect.
All right. Thanks so much for listening to today's podcast. Here's more right now. Turn it up.